USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Trump administration has identified some of the people responsible for killing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was apparently murdered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, on the 2nd of October. Pompeo says he and President Trump won't tolerate what he calls this kind of ruthless action. Speaking of getting more answers from the Saudis, President Trump says,
I have people in Turkey and I have people in Saudi Arabia and other places, and they're all coming back. I'll know, I think, everything in a very short period of time.
One winning ticket for the $1.6 billion Mega Millions jackpot is known to have been sold in South Carolina. No word on which city or town yet. If one person holds that ticket, the lump sum payout would be over $900 million. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump's national security advisor says the president and the Russian president could have another face-to-face meeting as early as next month. After meeting with Vladimir Putin in Moscow yesterday, John Bolton said the Russian leader suggested that he and Trump meet in Paris, as President Trump is scheduled to be there next month anyway. Hurricane Wilma heading into Mexico's Pacific mainland yesterday, hitting the coast with 125-mile-an-hour winds. It's weakened a bit, but the rain is going to be affecting Texas, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Bann.
Some moisture will be able to make it at higher levels across the mountain range and bring some moderate to potentially heavy rainfall across South Texas.
The remnants of the storm will also pelt the coast of Louisiana and the Florida Panhandle with rain before moving up to affect the Carolinas and the Mid-Atlantic by the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
NBC News host Megyn Kelly is now apologizing for some comments she made about blackface. Kelly making the comments during a segment on Megyn Kelly Today yesterday morning on NBC, and the comments immediately drew widespread criticism on social media. Here's a portion of them.
What is racist? Because so truly, you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface for Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Okay, back when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
The network later releasing an email from Kelly who says she now realizes, quote, that such behavior is indeed wrong and that she's sorry. Kelly addressing the email to colleagues, saying that she had taken the time to listen to other points of view on that topic. Today is World Polio Day. It's a day to honor and remember the man who helped to virtually eradicate that crippling disease, Dr. Jonas Salk, who invented the polio vaccine, first used in 1955. According to the World Health Organization, polio has now been reduced worldwide by 99%. And Yahoo is now agreeing to pay $50 million in a settlement over a data breach in 2013. The company says it will also offer 2 years of credit protection and monitoring to the 200 million Americans and Israelis who were affected by it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.